Brad Powers. He's on with Bill King every Friday morning, that 8 o'clock hour. You go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King link, and you find things out there. And he's with us here every Wednesday morning, Twitter, BradPowers7. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you doing on this fine Wednesday?
I am doing well. I thought Belmont was good last night. I saw -2.5, and, you know, I wish I had the wherewithal to make my thought good, if you know what I mean. But I liked Belmont last night.
Well, good. But I always tell everyone after, you know, it's all fine and dandy, you know, after the final, say, hey, I like that team. They won. Show me your ticket. But
well, my bookie doesn't give me a ticket, Brad.
Yeah,
I'm
there
just
you go. I was on the other side, so I came up short. And, you know, I guess I'm one of the few guys that I'm not afraid to admit losses. So I was on the other side on Temple, but kudos Belmont, really close, strong in that game. Ended up being obviously the final game for Temple's head coach, Fran Dunphy. And I'll say this for Belmont. I mean, no matter who was going to come out of that game last night, whether it be Belmont or Temple, but I think the chances of a Belmont pulling an upset against Maryland are pretty good. I think there'll be a massive coaching mismatch there. Obviously, you know, Bird is one of the more well-respected smaller conference coaches in the entire country. I think Mark Turgeon for Maryland's overrated. Not surprised all the early money's come in on Belmont, opened up a 5-point dog, now only a 4-point dog. I think Belmont's a live dog in that game against the Terps here coming up on Thursday.
Brad, let's move forward in the tournament. How are the Tennessee Vols looking? I know some have picked them, national guys have picked them to win it all with the tournament for their game that starts on Friday versus Colgate.
I would say it'd be a surprise if they win at all. I mean, Duke right now is an historic favorite, so that would definitely be more on an upset because, I mean, you can find Tennessee, you know, 10 to 1 or so to win it all. So that would be an upset. But as far as their first round game against Colgate, you know, Tennessee's laying a hefty number here, 17.5. Yeah, I kind of like more the total than anything. I'm just not built to lay big numbers like that. I do think Tennessee will be relatively focused since they went out in the first round last year against the Loyola Chicago team that ended up making the Final Four. Tennessee very efficient on the offensive end, number 3 in the country as far as efficiency goes. You know, Colgate, the one thing that Colgate does really well is shoot the 3-ball. If there's one weakness on Tennessee a little bit on their defensive side, it's, you know, 3-point defense, which is a little bit below average for them. So I think, you know, it's going to be a higher scoring game. I'm going to go over 148 is my official pick there.
So I'm a big guy of history, of things that happen. And you talk about in the tournament, people always like to say, you know, well, this number 9, number 10 seed. Look, we've only had the lowest seed ever win the tournament was 85. Villanova was a number 8 seed. Only 3 11 seeds have advanced, you know, to the Final Four. They all lost semifinals. So to me, the tournament historically goes with a seed that's in the top 3 or top 4 on this. I just love when people are like, well, I've got a lot of money on the 7th or 8th seed. It doesn't happen. And in history backs that up.
No question about it. And you know, I didn't come up with this, but I've heard many people use it, and I firmly believe in it. You know, Cinderella is invited to the dance, but she has a curfew. And the curfew a lot of times being the Sweet 16 round, because what we see come Elite 8 and Final Four is more often than not, you know, it's going to be more chalk. So if you're filling out your bracket, I mean, just be well aware that, I mean, obviously everyone points to, you know, the VCUs and the George Masons of the world making the Final Four, but those are the exceptions, not the rule. And, you know, I like to have a couple of teams advance, some higher, you know, lower seeds when it comes to double-digit seeds advancing to Round 2 and the Sweet 16. But when it's all said and done and I'm filling out my Final Four, I go more chalk than anything.
Well, I've got a friend of mine, and it's not me, or I would tell you it was me. He bets $100 in the NCAA tournament every year, every game on the favorite. So how does he do? He bets every game, every all the way
That's
through.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's the easiest thing to do. I tell my bookie, whatever the spread is, I'm taking the favorite. In every game in the NCAA tournament, from the opening round last night all the way through the championship game on that Monday night. How would he do historically?
That's a good call. I'm not sure. And obviously, it depends. He's betting on game day?
Yeah, no, he just told his bookie, whatever the spread is that it goes off at, I want $100 on the favorite on every game.
You know, it's a loaded question. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't either. I didn't know.
I mean, obviously, I think that's very square, and I just don't operate that way. I will say this. I mean, he's getting a bargain on some of these favorites this year because all the money has come in on the underdogs almost on a game-by-game basis when it comes to the first round so far in the NCAA tournament. Nearly every single underdog's been taking action here. So he's going to get cheaper numbers on the favorites than what he's accustomed to. So when it comes to this season, he might actually be pretty good if he's betting these favorites on game day.
Well, he's rich and lazy. Let's put it that way.
It's not me.
That's a nice combination to have. I'm poor and lazy.
Hey, Brad, when you say Duke's an historic favorite, explain that more.
You know, let's talk right now. Duke's odds are right around plus 250 to win it all as far as the tournament. And so $100 wins you 250. Yeah, that sounds nice. Ooh, I mean, Duke's going to win a tournament. I can bet $100 and win 250. Reality is, that's a pretty short odds. In the last 10 years, there's only been one team entering the tournament that's had shorter odds, and that being that Kentucky team in 2015 that entered the NCAA tournament unbeaten. That year, Kentucky was pretty much even against the field. So bet $100, win $100 on Kentucky. Usually the favorite coming into the tournament is sitting right around 4-1, 5-1, and cut that in half with Duke. They're anywhere from 2-1 to plus 250 to win the title. So it's been like this almost all year. In the last 10 years, Duke has the second shortest odds as far as to win the tournament.
Now, as somebody on your end, would you root for Duke to lose? I mean, would that be good for you, good for Vegas?
Yeah, I think it'll be good for Vegas, and I think that's what I'm going to end up doing now. I mean, if I'm filling out a bracket and I'm competing against, 10 other of my buddies, a little small office pool, you got to go with Duke. I mean, the chances are, they're the favorite, and they have the greatest percent chance of winning it. If I'm filling out that type of bracket, then I'm picking Duke. But if I'm in a big contest, a national contest, or a bigger pool with hundreds of people or thousands of people, I think it'd be wise to pick someone other than Duke, just because everyone, 50+% of the people are going to pick Duke to win the tournament. So if you're going to separate yourself, pick somebody other than Duke. There's some odds. I might make a pretty monster bet here. I'll post it on Twitter. But I think there's some mispricing odds out here in the marketplace. I mean, so many people are betting Duke to win the title. I think it's almost cheap to bet on the no, Duke won't win the title. Keep in mind, Gonzaga's, has the largest margin of victory of any team in college basketball since the 1991 UNLV team. Ooh. Virginia's been really good. I know they lost a couple games to Duke, but, other than that, Virginia's been good. North Carolina almost beat Duke with Zion. That came down to a final shot. Michigan State's the toughest two seed. And, by the way, they're in Duke's region. So we'll see later today if the price ends up being right. I'll probably bet on the no on Duke won't win the title, even though I still have Duke as my number one team when it comes to a pure power rating.
What would you get the no at?
I'm thinking like right around minus 250. So, I got to lay, $2.50 to win a buck. That Duke just won't win the tournament. That's... a lot of people are going to – I'm going to post it, and people are going to call me crazy, but reality is those are decent odds on that Duke. Anything can happen. We've seen this team does not have much depth at all. I mean, they're basically a two-player show in Zion Williams and R.J. Barrett, two best players, but I got to be frank with you. Other than R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, I'm not impressed with anybody else on Duke's team. So I don't think they're as good and as deep as what we thought they were.
He will be picking them, putting it up at BradPower7 on Twitter. And you can go to the website, BradPowerSports.com. There's that Bill King link as well. And I was just looking at your website and everything about how you do things. And I'll go about your business, how much football you're already doing all. And even now in the midst of March Madness, how much football you're into right now.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday Bet Online put up, college football numbers and game. They're called quote unquote games of the year. So your bigger games, your Ohio State, Michigans, your Alabama, LSU's, Alabama, Auburn's, Notre Dame, USC games. Those got posted on Bet Online yesterday, and I tweeted a few out that I thought were mispriced, and kudos for anyone following. I mean, all of them have moved 3-4 points, and my favorite play. you know, Texas over Texas Tech has already moved almost a touchdown already. So kudos to everyone following me on Twitter. You got three early picks, and hopefully you took advantage of some massive line moves already.
Give us some picks. Baby needs new shoes. Thursday, Friday. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I'll say this. I mean, this isn't 10 years ago. I mean, I like to go dogs, but it looks like everyone's going dogs here. You know, a short dog that I really like on Friday, and I'll give you a Thursday one here, but one that I like on Friday, I like the Oregon Ducks. You can find them +2 right now. And they're a red-hot team, 8 straight wins, 8 straight covers. And, you know, that's not so much to me. It's the fact that they changed their lineup during that 8-game run where they went with 4 players that are 6'9", all elite defenders. And, I mean, Oregon in their last 8 games, they're only giving up 54 points per game in the shot clock era. And Wisconsin had really a lot of trouble scoring and hitting their free throws. And that's something I look at this year. So the Ducks on Friday +2. Tonight I do like Arizona State. Bob Steakhouse material there, even though the line is creeping up here. I think the Sun Devils, the fact that they played in the first 4 in Dayton last year is a major advantage. I think St. John's is overrated. Why? They played a weak non-conference schedule and went 12-0 against it. I mean, since Big East play started, St. John's below .500. So Arizona State tonight on Wednesday, Oregon on Friday, and I'm just trying to find a good one for you guys on Thursday. I kind of like Bradley against Michigan State. Bradley getting 18.5 big ones. Bad spot for Michigan State. Played in the late window on Sunday afternoon / evening. Traveling. They're a depth-shy team that looked banged up. Gave everything they had to come from behind and beat Michigan. Bradley's going to slow the tempo. I'll take Bradley +18.5.
Just a sidebar. Do you see the blowback of Bradley, how they banned their the beat writer for the Peoria newspaper, had been a beat writer for 29 years, and it went all the way up to the president and everything? Do you see any of that stuff?
Yeah, I did. It doesn't impact me.
Yeah, no, I would just, yeah.
But, yeah, I did see it, and that's a shame. I mean, I think a little bit of immaturity on the head coach. I mean, he is one of the younger head coaches out there. It should have been handled in a much better way.
Yeah. Also, NIT, the CBIT. What's the other one? The
CBI and CIT.
Yeah. Do you ever look at the NIT, those others, and find some good numbers there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you find better numbers there because yeah. It's the one time of year where, you know, some teams care about playing, some teams don't. You get unique travel situations. You know, you get a Dayton team that's playing a, you know, local start time, 11 o'clock for them. They don't do that, and they're playing an elevation last night against Colorado. On top of that, Arkansas really surprised me last night. Their best player decides to sit out, and they go and go up to the Northeast and beat Providence. But there's a lot of unique factors that, in my opinion, if you want to do this for a living and you want to make bets, and you want to win more than you lose, much more value in CBI, CIT, and NIT action than the NCAA.
What about that goes against the grain, doesn't it? But that's why you do what you do for a living.
Absolutely. Hey, when the bookies are scared and people don't want to bet on a game, usually that's when I want to bet on a game. I'm willing to take the extra time and do a little bit of research.
Brad, tell the people how to get in touch with you, do business with you.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can check out a football newsletter. Again, we never take the eye off the ball there. But obviously, March Madness is the big driver right now for the next 3 weeks. And if you want 3 weeks of action, daily email updates, every single game picked, I'll give it to you as far as the NCAA tournament goes, top picks from the smaller conference tournaments. And, again, it's $99, 3-plus weeks of action. You get daily emails each and every day through the national championship game. BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab, top of the page.
Also at Twitter, I saw where you put up the college basketball power ratings for all the tournament teams on Twitter. You give it
yeah,
away the
yeah.
franchise
so, yeah,
there.
Check them out, and I organize them by tournament. So if you want to do a little handicapping yourself, just, you know, take those differences in the power ratings and, you know, the away you go there. So, yeah, I'm one of those few guys that power rates everybody. I don't have much of a life, but you can get those for free.
Well, that's why we get along. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Brad Powers. Yeah, you can go to his Twitter account, and he has his college basketball power ratings, which usually you have to purchase.